The epistle to be read today for the fourth Sunday after Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 13. Brethren, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth his neighbor hath fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is comprised in this word, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The love of our neighbor worketh no evil. Love, therefore, is fulfilling of the law. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 8. At that time, when Jesus entered into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, a great tempest arose in the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awaked him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And Jesus saith to them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then rising up, he commanded the winds and the sea, and there came a great calm. But the men wondered, saying, What manner of man is this? For the winds and the sea obey him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And if there be any other commandment, it is comprised in this word, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. These words are taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a true story about a certain Spanish noble. This nobleman had a difficult time controlling his tongue. This is his story as if he would have told it. Listen as I read the diary of a detractor. Today I realize one of my biggest faults. I always speak without thinking. Or to be more correct, whenever I speak, it is to make myself look good for others. I never really realized this until the other day, wrote the Spanish nobleman. It all started when I went to a holy priest with a certain problem. Some time ago, I explained to the holy man of God. I was with a group of people discussing the virtues and good qualities of a lady of high rank. Eager to appear important in their eyes, I began to denounce the good woman. I was criticizing some of her minor faults, but then I even went so far to declare that I knew certain secret and serious sins she had committed in her youth. Ever since then, my conscience has given me no rest. What can I do? I asked the priest. Nothing can be done, replied the holy man. You cannot be forgiven. On hearing this, I decided to look for more advice. So I journeyed to Salamanca, where there is a famous university and home of the best theologians. When I told them my story, they replied that the priest must be mistaken, for every sin can be wiped away by penance, and so can yours, they reassured me. Then they explained that what I must do to be forgiven. They instructed me that I must, by writing or by word of mouth, tell everyone who heard me talk about this good lady that what I said was not true, and then I must go to confession. But I objected that I would ruin my own reputation and that it was too difficult for me to admit that I was a liar. In that case, declared the theologians, the holy priest was right when he told you that nothing could be done, that you could not be forgiven. I was very disheartened and began to lose hope. But I have now redoubled my effort and renewed my fervor after hearing some frightful stories. I was told about a few other men who never overcame their sins of speech. And all these stories moved me to do all I can to overcome my sins of speech. There was a certain detractor who at the end of his life became raging mad. In fact, He died, biting and lacerating his tongue with his own teeth. And another detractor also had a miserable end as well. This man spoke uncharitably about St. Malachi, and instantly his tongue swelled up and was filled with worms. And after 7 days, the unhappy man died miserably with the worms eating his tongue. Now, my dear faithful, how often do we act like this man in the story? We will do anything to have others like us and to think good of us. We will even at times ruin another person's reputation and good name in order to make ourselves look better than we are. But what a fearful end awaits us if we don't try to correct these sins we commit in our conversations. And is not this what St. Paul is denouncing in his epistle that we read for today's Mass? He teaches us so much about charity in today's epistle. And charity in our speech is just one aspect of this virtue. It is a very short epistle, but it is filled with many lessons on this golden virtue. It begins by reminding us how important it is to practice charity to all men. St. Paul says, to love one another, for he that loveth his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Then he explains that we do this, first of all, by avoiding sin. For sin is not only an offense against God, but it also injures our neighbors. For you see, the effects of our personal sins will oftentimes harm our neighbor too. St. Paul enumerates some sins, but then he says, everything can be comprised or summarized in one thing. That is, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Love, therefore, is the fulfilling of the law. And so you see, we must treat others as we would want to be treated. This is one of the greatest remedies against uncharitable speech. St. Francis de Sales strongly encouraged this practice to help to be charitable to our neighbor. He said, before you say or do something, put yourself in your neighbor's place. Then place your neighbor in your place and imagine him doing that to you or saying that about you. And ask yourself, would I want him to do that or say that about me? Another way to look at this is to think about it as if what you do to another will in turn be done to you. And thus, if we always think like this before we act, I'm sure we would not do or say so many uncharitable things. If people treated others as they wanted to be treated, there would be much more charity in the world today. My dear faithful, there are so many sins committed by what we say. St. Alphonsus says, uncharitable tongues are the cause of 1,000 sins, by creating discord in families and even entire villages. And so we must be on guard not to detract others or speak ill of them, whether it is true or not. For by these malicious words, we destroy the character of our neighbor. And great is the evil produced by uncharitable words and tale-bearing tongues. By our mouth, we sow so much discord and conflict. And St. Alphonsus says that such people are objects of God's hatred. For the book of Proverbs says, the Lord hateth him that soweth discord among his brethren. And so strive in your conversation to be careful not to offend any person, either present or absent. And remember to speak about others as you would want others to speak about you. Our Lord himself said, in all that you will that men should do to you, do you also unto them. Another way to be on guard against uncharitable words is to guard against obstinacy in defending your own opinion. For he who gives up is the true conqueror, and thus you will keep peace among your fellow men. Also, when the conversation starts becoming uncharitable, or you hear a person speak ill of your neighbor, be careful not to encourage this uncharitableness, nor to show any curiosity to hear the faults of others. You know, because of our fallen nature, we always want to hear the gossip, to get the scoop, or what we call news of others. But when we do this, we are as guilty of the same sin as the detractor commits himself. And so it is necessary then to show that the conversation is not pleasing to you when you hear such uncharitable words spoken. And you can do this by remaining silent and showing you are displeased by putting on a sorrowful face, by casting down your eyes, or turning your face in another direction to show you are not interested in such uncharitable talk. Saint Jerome says, act in such a way that the detractor, seeing your unwillingness to listen to him, may learn to be more guarded for the future against the sin of detraction. Now, at times, you must even go further and defend the person's good name. When it is in your power to do it, and it will be a great act of charity to defend the character of the person who is being spoken ill of. But how can you do this? You can do this by thinking of some good quality of that person and stating it and then changing the subject. Or if you can't think of any virtue the person may have, you can make an excuse for the way they acted. Or at least excuse their intentions when their acts cannot be excused. St. Bernard says this very thing. He says, if you cannot excuse the act, excuse the person's intention. And this is so important because it is not enough for us just to keep from committing uncharitable acts, but we must also perform charitable acts. Let us then, my dear faithful, learn from the diary of the detractor. Begin now always to speak with charity, so we do not die a miserable death as those detractors did in the story. Always think, before you act or say something, how would you want to be treated? And that is how you should treat everyone. And thus you will be fulfilling God's law, and he will be very pleased with you. As it says in today's epistle, and if there be any other commandment, it is comprised in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.